Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
1, 2, 3.
Season's greetings!
And welcome to A Midwinter Night's Dream, a Mockery Manor Christmas special.
This one-off drama occurs after the Betty tapes, which is between seasons 2 and 3 in the winter of 1994.
So we made this back in 2022 and we released it that Christmas for our coffee patrons and also as a one-off purchase for anyone else who wanted it. But this year, we're excited to make it available for you all to enjoy for free.
We're following that same release format for the Christmas special we're making this year. So this is a little bit of an announcement. Although, have we already said this on the socials?
We've said it in the newsletter, but we haven't actually told anyone very much.
Oh, yeah, sign up to the newsletter.
Yeah.
So the Christmas special this year is called The Matty Tapes.
Pause for effect.
Yeah. Can you put some kind of echo on
I'll
that?
I'll put something on that, yeah.
And that will be out in the first week of December 2023. And like last year, our patrons will be able to access it for free. And for everyone else, we're asking for a donation of £3.99. Next year, we'll release the Matty tapes for free for everyone.
Doing it this way helps us to keep making audio dramas, and we have a lot that we want to do in 2024, including Magenta and Bernard's Paranormal Investigations, Season 4 of Mockery Manor, and also our first ever collaboration.
That's on the Magenta Presents feed, isn't it?
That's right.
It's a collaboration with quite an acclaimed theatre company as well.
I know, they're quite proper and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to drag our asses
our
out
kudos.
Of the dirt. Anyway, in the meantime, sit back with a mug of spiced wine, warm your nutmegs by the fire, and enjoy A Midwinter Night's Dream.
Long Cat Media presents... Mockery Manor, A Midwinter Night's Dream.
Aye, snowing again. Not long until we're home, Mr. Munin.
Oi, Munin, stop it! Stop pecking the radio, you're gonna break it! Oh, jingle balls, look what you've done! You don't like Christmas carols?
Right, regular Scrooge you are. Well, perhaps you'd prefer a story instead. I know just the one. 'Tis a strange tale. Do I know any other kind? You'll know it well, Mr. Munin, for you were there.
Well, you shouldn't have broken the radio then, should you? What else are we going to do? It's the story or nowt. Shut up.
It was a cold winter's eve in 1994. A winter unlike all the winters before. For a place that till now had but slept through the cold, awoke and was merry. And glittered like gold. Yes, our Mockery Manor, all tinsel and holly. Now open for Christmas and looking so jolly. There were markets and reindeer, the rides were closed, mind. And mulled wine for a surcharge of £1.99. The old tipsy tea rooms became Santa's grotto. You could sit on his knee, then get totally blotto. Come on down, said the ads, for a cup of good cheer.
Yes, the mockery midwinter dreamland is here.
But while chestnuts were roasting and carols were sung, the mockery family weren't having much fun. And up in the manor, oh, tempers were fraying. Raised voices there were, and a twin, she was saying.
I won't do it! No! No, no, no! Oh,
Betty!
I've said all along, I don't want to help run this bloody park.
We're not asking you to. We just need you to help out today. We're so short-staffed.
Yeah, come on, Betty, don't be a dickhead.
I'm not being a dickhead. Look, I'm sorry, but I have my own business to attend to.
Oh, yeah, of course. Your PI firm. How's that going? How many clients have you had now?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
You've been open 2 years and you haven't had a single client.
I've had clients. Plenty of clients. You just haven't seen them.
Oh, do you have one right now then?
Of course not. It's Christmas. No one hires a PI at Christmas.
Well, you know what that means. You're free to help out here. Now, see them boxes? That's the lighting for the Christmas show.
No, we're gonna... I'm sorry, Parker. I won't be punished for your cocker. You should have hired enough staff.
I did hire enough staff. But there's a winter vomiting bug going around.
Is it you? Because you're making me feel sick.
Am I the winter vomiting bug? Yeah, okay, Betty, I'm the winter vomiting bug. Yeah, good joke. Very clever. Here, take this box.
What? No, I'm not taking
Too
it.
Too late.
I'm not taking
Brace
it.
Brace yourself.
I'm not... Oh, bloody hell, what's in here? A body?
Lamps. Oh. You can help me hang them up along the trail in the forest.
Oh my God, I am not working today. I told you.
Oi, what are you doing? Don't just drop it. Oh, if you've broken all
you
of the lamps,
I'm force me to hold it. You're not my boss.
No, I am the boss. Me. I am the boss and you will listen and obey me. You two will stop bickering and you will work together for the good of the family. Obey me or suffer the consequences.
Are you all right, Margot?
With respect, Auntie Margot, I can't be expected to drop everything at a moment's notice. I'm not even employed by Mockery Manor.
We're your family. This is a family business.
One could argue that family businesses tend to be a hotbed of emotional manipulation and exploitative working practices.
I didn't want to do this. Betty, you do not pay rent.
What's that got to do with anything?
And you have commandeered two of the finest rooms in the manor for your private investigation office.
Well, yes, but...
I pay all bills, including groceries.
I know, but you...
I bought you a car.
Well, yes. But I am going to pay you back. You know I will.
A long lens camera, a fully equipped dark room.
Yes, I know. And I am grateful. I really am. But, Margot, please don't do this to me. Not today. I have plans. I booked a babysitter.
Mayday!
Oh, bloody hell, what now? Yeah, go ahead, Davina. What's happening?
The grotto's run out of Christmas presents. We've got three criers, a lot of angry parents, and someone's done a protest wee on Santa's lap.
How did we run out of presents?
Because half the bloody town showed up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect it to be this popular.
I've sent Santa on a break to buy some time. Parker, go round the manor and grab anything small we can wrap up. Ornaments, cutlery, toilet rolls, heirlooms. You get the picture.
Roger, Davina. Be right there.
See? They've got it in hand. They don't even need me.
Cutlery, ornaments, toilet rolls, heirlooms. Right, I've got to go.
Don't take any heirlooms, Parker.
Well, Auntie Margot, if that's everything, I suppose I can go now?
Yes, of course.
Great.
You can go pack up your office.
What? What do you mean?
If you won't help me with my business, then I won't help you with yours.
Margot!
It's your choice, Betty.
That's no choice! Auntie Margot, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I can't believe you're giving me an ultimatum. At Christmas, too. Do you really mean it?
Yes.
That's so unfair! My guest is arriving soon! What am I supposed to tell them?
Tell them to stay and watch the Christmas show. I wrote it, you know. The tragedy of Donna and Blitzen. Oh, it will be wonderful. It is a promenade piece. The actors guide the audience deep into the mockery woods. If you work hard, Betty, maybe you can finish early and catch the final scene.
Come on, guys! Focus, please! Show's in 3 hours! It's just one final run through, and then I'll let you go. I know it's cold out here.
And dark.
And creepy.
But let's just have fun with it, yeah? Okay, let's go from the top. Walter, when you're ready.
Okay.
In your own time. Have you forgotten your lines?
I was waiting for you to say action.
That's the movies. You don't do that in theatre. Just start acting.
Okay. Now?
Yes.
Okay. Gentles, perchance you wonder at this Christmas show, but wonder on till truth makes all things plain. What's that actually mean?
It's wordplay. The audience are wandering through the forest, watching the play. They're also wondering what you're talking about.
Should I explain that to the audience after I say the line?
No!
Why does it sound like that? Oh, la-di-da, oh, perchance, oh, look at me, I'm not making any sense. I'm from the past.
Shut up, Luke. Walter, go ahead. From where you stopped.
This reindeer is Donna, if you would know. And this beautiful lady, dear Blitzen, is certain.
So, at this point, Donna and Blitzen will come out from behind their trees and present themselves to the audience.
Where's Blitzen?
He's on guest services until 5. He'll join us then.
Oh, this is stupid. The main character's not even here. Why are we doing this? We're not even actors.
Yeah, I can see that. The real actors got the vomiting bug, didn't they? That just means you guys get a chance to strut your stuff. Better than being on waltzer duty. Or cleaning up the reindeers. We get to have fun and make art.
I can't feel my fingers.
Oh. It's so dark. I might trip over a tree root and die.
I haven't even thought about the tree root.
Yeah, okay. Parker's bringing the lamps any second now.
I say there's an elephant in this forest.
Is there?
Oh, for God's sake.
A murderous elephant that eats magic mushrooms to survive. Many a victim has been gored by its mighty tusk.
Oh, it's not murderous.
So you know about it, do you?
No. Yes. Look, it's just a silly rumour, okay? Shut up, Luke. Oh, I'm losing focus again. Come on, people. Let's start at the top of the scene and run the... Oh, I can't be bothered with this. Okay, everyone. Good work. Go back to the manor, get your costumes on, run through your lines together. And I'll see you back here 15 minutes before curtain up.
There's no curtain. We're doing it in the forest.
Okay, bye. See you soon.
Well, what if the elephant comes?
It'll be all right on the night. It'll be all right on the night. Oh, my God. They're so bad. They're so bad. Why did I say I'd direct? This is so embarrassing. What was that? It's nothing. It's just an animal. A small one. A badger. Graham? Is that you?
JJ!
Oh, God! Oh, Betty!
Hello, weirdo. Oh. Why are you walking through the woods muttering to yourself?
Bloody hell. What are you doing here?
I'm on a mission.
Ah, you're helping Parker with the lamps.
No, I'm heading to the gardener's cottage.
The cottage? Why are you going there?
To get a fire going. Make it nice and cosy.
Graham was murdered at the cottage?
Oh, don't. I was trying not to think about that.
So why would you go there? Okay, I'll tell you. A friend's coming to stay. I was going to cook for them in the manor, but Margot's breathing down my neck. So I've had to change my plans.
You're taking a friend to the murder cottage.
Don't call it that. I don't get it. You're not working then? I thought Margot was going to ask you to help out in the park.
She did. I had to say yes. She basically forced me.
But alack and alas, I've just this moment caught the vomiting bug and will have to spend the whole day locked in the bathroom. What a pity. I so wanted to work.
Ooh, actually, you could back me up. Make it more believable. Tell Margot and Parker you saw me puking.
I'm not going to help you skive off.
But JJ, I can't just abandon my friend. They've come all the way from Germany.
Who do you know from Germany?
Is it Gretchen?
No. Why didn't she tell me she was visiting?
Because she's only visiting me.
Oh. Is this a date?
Maybe.
Oh! We haven't officially called it a date. But who the hell comes all that way if it's not? Don't you think?
I didn't know you two kept in touch.
Remember when I took that holiday to Berlin last year? I went to one of her gigs. And then we became pen pals. And now she's coming here and we're going to fall in love and run away together.
You're so secretive, Betty. I can't believe you didn't tell me about this.
Oh, I've got an idea. Maybe Gretchen could help us out. You two could work together. That would be romantic.
JJ, I'm not inviting her all the way here for fun times and possible romance and then putting her to work.
Ooh, look at the time. She'll be here soon.
But Betty, please. The park, it's carnage out there.
Oh, you'll survive. You've been through worse.
Toodaloo, sis. Wish me luck.
Really?
Ho, 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 and festive greetings, one and all. My name's Paul, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Mockery Manor Midwinter Dreamland Experience. Nice little sound effect there. And what a magical occasion this is. The very first time that Mockery Manor has thrown open its gates at Yuletide. Normally, only lunatics and drunks would be outside on a day like this, but looking at the crowds today, it turns out quite a lot of you think it's a great idea, and we're so happy you do. A quick rundown of all the wonderful experiences open today. Next to Santa's grotto, you can find his magical reindeer, so go and give him an apple. Do be careful, though, they are vicious. You do not want to get a nip from one of them, because, well, they're probably carrying diseases. Now, the ice rink in front of the manor is dangerously overcrowded right now, so you might have to wait before you skate, but that's okay because the Christmas market is selling hot spicy drinks, candy canes, and pretzels, which is just salty bread. Some people seem to like it. Now, a lot of people have been asking when they can go on the roller coasters and sundry rides, and you can't. Sorry. This is a midwinter Christmas Wonderland experience, not a normal theme park day, and we don't have the staff to open the rides. But what we do have is a Christmas play for the whole family, The Tragedy of Donna and Blitzen. Hey. And in fact, I am playing one of the titular roles. Don't get excited. Titular means the name is in the title, not that I'll be showing my mammaries. Not in this weather. Oh, dear me. No. I'm playing Blitzen. It's the male romantic lead. The play starts at the edge of the Mockery Woods behind the manor at 7 p.m. sharp, and each scene occurs at a different place along the forest trail. So come and see me. Not exactly tread the boards, more tread the twigs and the fox shit and the... fox poo.
Did you hear that?
The fox poo. Sorry about that. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Here we go, Father Christmas. Some lovely new presents for the kiddies.
Bloody time. Ho, ho, ho. Hello, small child. What's your name?
Behind the tinsel rope, please.
Excuse me. We've been here 40 minutes. I think we're next.
There's four of you. I've only got one kid. We should go next.
I said move, or it's a lump of coal for all of you.
That's outrageous. Unbelievable.
Move back.
Oh, my God. Look at them. They're like a zombie horde.
Parker, there you are. We need to set the lamps along the forest trail.
Oh, bollocks. I got distracted. I'll come and do that now.
I can help.
Hang on. Before we go. Davina! Davina!
What is it? I'm busy.
We need someone to restock the market. The eggnog stores run out of eggnog, and the pretzel stores run out of pretzels. And the pigs and blanket stores run out of pigs and blankets.
Yeah, I get it. But I can't leave the grotto park and Peas Blossom the elf. If I'm not here, the parents start attacking one another.
I can tell the cast of the play to come help.
Great. Go for this. Okay. Go on. Go.
I'll do the lights. You go get the actors. Betty can help me in the forest. Where is she? Have you seen her?
Yeah, I have.
What? What is it? JJ?
She's pretending she's got the vomiting bug to get out of helping.
What?
She's sneaking out to go on a date. She thinks that's more important.
She's going on a date?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Who with?
Remember Gretchen from Dunkelschloss?
Gretchen? What, pigtails?
Yeah.
Betty fancies Gretchen? Can't believe it. They're going on a date?
It's so unfair. She's so selfish. Leaving us to work our asses off while she runs away from her responsibilities. Who does that?
She fancied Gretchen this whole time then.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Not a yell. It's 2 years. Can't believe it.
Why are you so upset?
I'm not upset. I'm livid.
That she's skiving off work? Or that she fancies someone?
She's skiving, obviously. I can give a log if she's got a date. Who cares? Not me. Why would I? She's a very annoying person who only thinks of herself. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go and tell her that. Yeah, where is she?
The gardener's cottage. But Gretchen might be there by now. We can't just burst in, can we?
We? You don't have to come. No, I'll just go. Tell her she's being wrong-headed and she'll see the error of her ways. Yeah, happy days.
But...
later, skaters.
Is there time for this? Parker! I can't believe it. Parker fancies Betty?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Welcome, good crow. Let's hear it. What are they up to? Report in full, Mr. Munin. Oh, it's not creepy. Why shouldn't I keep tabs on them? I'm just curious, that's all. No. Really? Well, what did she say to that? Oh dear, oh dear. I bet he didn't like that. Dear me, there's none so blind as those who will not see, and therefore as winged Cupid painted blind. Tell me, Mr. Munin, do you think Betty's ever been open with Gretchen? Or does she expect her to be a mind reader? And JJ, flipping heck, pining after that lanky twat. I tell you what the problem is. She's terrified of doing anything reckless nowadays. One extreme to the other, that girl. Oh, but maybe she's right to keep stum. Parker can't seem to acknowledge where his heart truly lies. Also scared of getting hurt. Fear is the enemy of love, Mr. Munin. Oh, well, I'm very sorry. Is this a waste of your precious time? Should we only be meddling in the affairs of the high and mighty, then? All human life is important, thou knows. Even these silly buggers. Oh, they're so young, and they've been through so much. I just want them to have a nice Christmas. Bloody hell, you're cynical. Now then, I have a little Christmas gift for you to give our foolish lovers. Mr. Munin, you're to take this here magical juice and anoint the eyes of Parker and Gretchen. But don't do it all willy-nilly. Thou must be careful. For once their eyeballs are swimming in juice, the next thing they spy is the one they fall in love with. So make sure you deploy the juice at the precise moment each of them is looking at the person who suits them best. You got it? Good. Nice and simple. Can't see that going wrong. I won't listen to any more of your negativity, Mr. Munin. It's Christmas, a time of joy and goodwill. So hop to it.
Come by the fire, Gretchen. It's warm over here.
Yeah? Good. Oh, it's so cold. This cottage smells of damp. What's that big dark stain on the porch?
Nothing. Probably just rot. Look, I brought a bottle.
Oh, champagne. Wow.
Let's open it. Ooh. From the Mockery Cellars. Margot won't mind. I do a lot for her, you know. She's very grateful.
So, when is JJ coming?
Oh, she isn't. She has to work, bless her.
Oh. We should go see her. She's in the park right now. Yeah? Let's go.
No, Gretchen, I can't. We have to stay here. I sort of pretended I had a vomiting bug to get out of work.
Oh.
I didn't want to leave you twiddling your thumbs on your first day here.
I wouldn't mind. I can practice some of the new songs for the gig tomorrow. Hey, thanks for offering to put me up.
My pleasure. It's so good to see you.
Yeah. How do we say it? Bottoms up?
Cheers. I've really enjoyed our letters. Writing to each other has felt almost old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. It was good to practice my written English.
Oh, great. Is that all it was?
Betty, am I sensing something?
Oh.
Do you need to say something to me?
No. Well, maybe. Yes. Yes, actually, Gretchen, the thing is, I...
Hello, Betty!
Parker!
Parker, hey, how are you?
Right, Gretchen, long time no see.
What the hell are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What the hell are you doing here? You agreed to help.
Under duress. As you can see, I have a guest, Parker, who's come all the way from Germany.
Actually, I was just in Brighton.
You were?
I had a gig. The band is still there in a B&B.
Ooh, maybe I should tell them to come to the park. Super fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea, Gretchen. You tell the whole band to come here right now. They could be here in 2 hours.
No.
Why not?
Because,
Because... knock, knock. Just me. Hi, guys.
What the hell?
JJ,
hi.
What the...
Hi, Gretchen.
JJ, why are you here? I said I was handling it.
Come. Have a drink with us. Betty said you had to work today. Are you on a break?
No, she is not. JJ, you should be in the park.
Me? What about you?
Me? What about Betty?
How is this my problem?
I'm sorry, but none of us can be here right now. No cosy little love nests while the rest of us slog our guts out, I'm afraid.
Love nests?
Parker? I'm not sure we have a right to ruin this for them.
What?
I think we should go.
But you're the one who said it wasn't fair that
they...
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Guys, there's a bird in the house!
Oh, it's huge!
Where the bloody hell did that come from?
How did it get in here?
What's that? Bloody hell, it's dive bombing us!
How is this happening again?
Is there a nest here?
Oh my God, it's shat in my eyes!
Oh, that's disgusting! Oh, it's got me on my arm!
I've got bird shit in my eyes!
It's coming at me!
Oh my God.
It missed. Oh no! Gretchen, look up! My eyes! It went in my eyes!
Gretchen, don't open your eyes. It leaked right through them.
Oh my God.
Have you seen what it does to a car?
JJ, open the door. I'll chase it out with this poker. Okay. Shoo! No, not that way. This way.
Will I go blind?
Damn it, you stupid bird. Here, Gretchen, use my scarf to wipe your eyes. Parker, you take the other end.
Yes, I've got it. Thank you.
This way, you flappy bastard.
Yuck. Where's the scarf? JJ, where's the scarf? Help me. Put it in my hand.
Here, Parker, here. Does it sting, Gretch?
No, not really. Maybe it's safe to open my eyes.
Oh.
How's it feel?
It feels... Oh, my.
I can't believe this. Bird's shitting me bloody eyes.
Parker, come here. Let me have a look.
Oh, Shay, you saved me again.
Hiya! Stupid bird.
Open your eyes, Parker. Let me see.
I don't wanna.
Just do it. Come on.
Fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're fine. Your eyes aren't even red. You look kind of sparkly, actually.
Because I'm looking at you.
What is this? So many feelings.
Yeah, so many feelings.
Are you two all right? You're being a bit weird.
JJ, I need to tell you something.
No, JJ, I need to speak to you.
And stay out!
JJ.
I did it. Did you see? I got the bird out.
Thank you for the scarf, JJ.
That's okay. Guys, I got the bird out. No one was watching.
Oh, this scarf smells of your neck.
Yeah. Body Shop White Mask.
Out of puff now. So, how are you two doing? How are your eyes?
I have never seen more clearly in my life.
Me too.
Oh, good. All right, I think I'm gonna go.
I'll come with you.
Cool. Betty, Gretchen, sorry for intruding. You carry on.
You're leaving? You can't leave.
Yeah, sorry, Gretch. Wish we could stay. Bye, guys.
My love.
Bye.
My love.
Thanks for bringing a rabid bird into the cottage.
Where dost thou go in such haste?
Wait, I'm coming with you.
You want to go with them?
But they have to work.
Stay here with me.
I have to go.
Gretchen? Damn it! Damn it!
Gretchen! Wait for me!
Good work, Mr. Munin! She chased you out, did she? Oh, she's a feisty one. Oh, they must be having a lovely time now. You what? They both looked at JJ. Oh, for pity's sake. Did you sabotage this on purpose? It was not a stupid plan. Well, whose fault were it if not yours? Union? What do you mean you'll tell the union? Oh, fine. You go file a complaint. See if it stands up. It won't. I'll just undo all your mistakes myself then, shall I? At least then I'll be assured of a good job. Oh, bloody hell. Did you just crap on me? You little bastard.
I have to go check on the actors.
Okay. I shall come with you.
No, Parker. You need to do the lamps. We're running out of time. The play starts in an hour.
I don't care about the play. I don't care about this park.
What?
It can all go to hell as long as we're together.
Is that a joke? I don't get it.
Your voice so fast. JJ, look, an ice rink.
Let's go skate together. I can't, Gretch. I've got to work.
Gretchen!
Look. Here comes Betty. Skate with her.
Yeah, go on. Go skate with your girlfriend. Leave us alone.
Parker?
I beg your pardon.
Don't be rude.
Sorry.
Gretchen, can we please go back to the cottage?
Betty is not my girlfriend.
I am single and ready to mingle.
girlfriend?
With a very specific person.
Did one of you just say something to Gretchen about me?
Oh, Parker said you were my girlfriend, but you're not.
Parker? Why did you say that?
Can you two just bugger off? JJ and I need some privacy.
No, we don't.
But we do, babes. I can't keep this in any longer. It's time we accepted, no matter how scary it may be, that we're destined to be together.
What the
JJ doesn't want you. She wants me.
What? Gretchen, don't tell me you like JJ.
Of course I do. She saved my life in Dunkelschloss. If it wasn't for her, that gangster would have shot me.
If it wasn't for JJ, that gangster wouldn't have been there in the first place.
No, she saved me.
JJ saved us all. I owe you everything, JJ, and I will gladly spend my life in service to you.
Is this some sort of prank?
You're a hero. My hero.
Oh, please. JJ's a hero, like a cornered fox is a hero.
Bay!
Your sister is clearly jealous of you, JJ. So she should be.
Gretchen, you can't be serious.
Oh, get lost, Gretchen. JJ barely knows who you are.
But we have a history, don't we, darling? The Origin Showcase.
Oh my God, shut up, Parker.
It was the most sensual experience of my life.
Parker, shut up!
I thought about it so many times. Late at night, I know you have too.
The Origin Showcase? Is that where you two had your dirty shag? Oh, thanks for the mental image.
JJ, you slept with this lanky fool?
What did you call me?
But this was in the past, yeah? So you and I, we are free to explore our feelings, aren't we?
Okay, you can all stop now. Very funny, guys. Very funny. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Babe?
Poor JJ, always single. Let's all pretend we fancy her. When do you all get together and plan this, then? Betty, did you put them up to it?
Me? I haven't done anything.
Oh, babes, I love you. It's
Let
you and
me. Let me talk. For once, just shut up.
I can't believe any of you would think this is funny.
Yeah, okay. I've been single for years. Is that a joke to you, then? Yeah, I've never had a proper boyfriend.
But how do you open up to someone about your messed up life when you know it will scare the crap out of them? You can't. So yeah, looks like I'm going to be single forever. And if you think that makes me, what, a loser? Laughable? Then you're a bunch of real shitbags and I expected better from all of you. Especially you, Betty. And you, Parker.
Oh,
I really liked you.
You did?
Well, I suppose you're trying to impress Betty. Is that what this is?
No.
Well.
Babe, I love you.
That is really horrible of you, actually.
Oh, JJ.
I trusted you. You can all just sod off.
JJ,
wait.
This
wait.
Isn't a
you
prank.
You can't leave me.
I love you.
You're the most important person in the world to me.
Oh. You hurt her? How dare you hurt my JJ?
Ow! Get off me, you crazy cow! Ow, Jesus!
Freeze! Bloody hell. What a mess. What have I done? Where's that bloody antidote? You first, Parker. Just a drop in your peepers. There. Sorry about all this, lad. Still, she told you she liked you, and that's good, isn't it? Except now she hates you, of course. Oh, bloody hell. Right, you next, Fräulein. At least you're going home soon. You never have to see these three again. They have to live together. Eee. I think I might have ruined things between the twins. Just when they'd grown close again. Oh, I can't leave it like this. Let me see, what else have I got? Aha! Aye, this'll help them forget. This'll do nicely. One for you, JJ. And Betty. And three. Four. There. All done. Now, perhaps I shan't wake you up right now. Someone has to put those lamps along the forest trail. And there's very little time before the show begins. I shall do it. It shall be my penance. Oh, Mr. Munin! You're back! I think I owe you an apology. Good Mr. Munin. I should have listened to thee. Well, very gracious of you, sir. The presents. And Margot. Oh, what a splendid idea. Aye, that's a proper gift, that is. You go and do that, there's a good lad. And as for me, to the forest I go, with lamps in tow. And the forest, my lovers, is where thou shalt awake.
happened? Oh, I'm seeing double. Did I drink too much?
Why are we in the forest? How do we get here?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Shush! I'm trying to watch the play.
The play?
The play! Oh my God! It started?
Shh! Have some respect for the actors.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, jeez. Rude young people
nowadays. Oh, JJ, why did you pinch me?
To see if I'm asleep?
Were we arguing about something?
I remember. Oh, it's slipping away.
Oh, the lamps are up. Look, the lamps are strung from the trees. Did you do that, Parker?
I must have done.
Shh! Sorry!
Shh!
Sorry!
My Donna, she is gone to join Santa's elite team of magical reindeer. Gone.
They gave Paul the main part.
Perhaps I will find the courage to follow her.
Bloody hell.
Come, reins, come, trusty harness, my breast imbue. Donna, I come to you.
The end.
What?
Wonderful. Excellente.
Hang on
clap,
a minute. We have a
clap. Everybody clap, please.
Hey, that playing was weird.
It's not over yet. I haven't done the epilogue.
It doesn't need one. You've done enough. More than enough.
What about the final
song? Well done, everyone. You brought my words to life. From dream to reality.
I want
to
do the song.
Oh, shit. Margot's here. Oh, God. She's seen me. Shit. Oh, she's walking over. What do I do?
You're right, Margot.
Hello, Parker. Hello, JJ.
Hello, Auntie Margot.
Betty.
Oh, your play was excellent. I feel much better, by the way. I've had the vomiting bug.
You were sick, Betty. Well, one would never know. You've all worked very hard today.
You what?
What?
The Christmas market is fully restocked. The play came together nicely. And the new grotto presents, where on earth did you find them? Train sets, dolls.
Really?
Ninja turtles.
Ninja turtles?
Everyone's happy?
Oh yes. The Midwinter Dreamland experience is a total success. We shall have to do it again next year.
Love to.
Or maybe a permanent Christmas feature. Yes.
Christmas Town?
Perhaps. Anyway, right now you should all relax. Go have some eggnog. Stay out as late as you want.
Bye, Margot.
Bye, Margot.
See ya.
Have fun, children.
How about we just never mention this again?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think that's a good idea, don't you? Yeah, I agree.
I can't remember anything.
Champagne? Eggnog?
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while this audio did appear. And this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream. So good night unto you all. It is not plagiarism. It's out of copyright, I can do what I want with it. And Bill wouldn't mind, would he? He had a sense of humour. All them sex jokes. No. You knew him? You're joking. What was he like? No. Really? With a banana? Oh, he was a class act, wasn't he, old Bill? Oh, Mr. Munin. I can't believe you let me tell that story when you were sitting on the fact you knew Shakespeare.
You have been listening to Mockery Manor, A Midwinter Night's Dream. Written and directed by Lindsay Sharman, with music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanette was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Paul, Luke, the mysterious lorry driver and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Davina, Margot and additional voices. James Ducker was Walter and Abby Eastwood was Gretchen and additional voices. Thank you so much for supporting Longcat Media by purchasing this special episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And please do spread the word, because 25% of the profits from this episode will go to a charity chosen by our patrons in January. If you'd like to become a patron and help us make more of Mockery Manor and our other podcasts, go to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. And now from Lindsay and I and the cast of Mockery Manor, we'd like to wish you all a very merry festive season and a happy new year.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Steven.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die.
You, that's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.